Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some, introduce to others. They call him Coach. They call him the Love Guru. They call him Doc. The Professor. The host with the most. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Lorenza D. Smith.
At
WBSW Radio, the internet station with the number 23. Twitter, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. Thank you so much. And then Tumblr Live, at Dr. Lo Smith dash blog. WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, have listeners and watchers in 41 countries. We're really excited to include everyone. That's on the 6 continents. And we're excited about getting the word out. Whether it's one listener, 10 listeners, 20 listeners, where we have listeners and watchers who are checking out whether it's through Facebook, whether it's through TikTok, whether it's through Tumblr, Twitter, True, whatever it may be. We think Rumbly, whatever it is, we appreciate you taking time to be a part of. We want you also to be a part of our giveaway. We want you to register for WBSW Radio giveaways. What we need is for you to send your name, because we have raffles, along with the means of transaction, either Cash App or PayPal, Venmo or Zelle, at WBSW Radio, the internet station with the number 23 at gmail.com, or you can send it to Lorenza D. Smith 15 at gmail.com, or you can sow a seed. We appreciate your help. We're trying to do the things we're doing. Sow a seed with WBSW Radio Station at Cash App, $ Lorenza D. Smith. So we're really thankful for you being a part. We also want to share with you the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, have an awesome project they're doing, which is part two of their Operation Blue Hope. The first part was on November the 18th when they fed up to 85. And it was wishing for 100 people, but they made it up to 85 individuals, free Thanksgiving dinner. And now they're coming back providing 100 blankets to the elderly in Georgiana Health and Rehabilitation Center in Georgiana, Alabama. So give a shout out to those brothers for their working. They're giving back to the community. So I want to say to them, keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for partnering with Phi Beta Sigma and WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're excited about that. That's our partnership, and we're glad to have that. We're so excited because we are able to bring you a format that hopefully will stir something inside of you. Tonight is our Real Relationship Talk Show with No Filters. Our title is Can Money Buy Joy and Happiness in a Successful Relationship? Can money buy joy and happiness in a successful relationship? A lot of times you hear, can money buy love? And too many times people get caught up in thinking that the more money you have, that's improved my opportunity to have the lifestyle. See, money gives you the lifestyle, but it can't give you happiness. It can't give you love. But we want to talk about it tonight. We ask you, can money buy joy and happiness? I want you to think about that. Truly, we want you to respond. Our agenda tonight is not a long agenda. We want to just touch on a few things and share some things with you as well. We truly want you also to be interactive. Don't forget about registering for WBSW Radio giveaways. We mentioned how to do it, and I mentioned what direction you should take, but let me share about WBSW Radio giveaways. We are giving away hotel stay, varies from five nights and six days, or 3 nights and 4 days. And truly, I want to tell you, we're giving away an opportunity where some range up to $4,000 in a luxury hotel. But you take care of your you got to take care of the amenities. You got to take up your travel to get to there. So we have given away over 20 hotel stays dating back from 2021 up until 2023. And as we enter into this holiday season, we're going to give away three. We're going to give away three international trips. One of them to Paris, France, 5 nights and 6 days. We're paying for the hotel stay. Also, the hotel stay, 5 nights and 6 days in Dubai. And the last one is Bali, 5 nights, 6 days. Varies from $4,000 for the hotel stay to $3,000. We truly, truly want to thank our sponsors for doing it. But we still need you to sow a seed with WBSW Radio, and you can do it by Cash App. That's $ No Rims of D. Smith 15. Let's get our show started of the night. Can money buy joy and happiness? We want to automatically put in your mind in a successful relationship. Let's put that, think about what I said. Can money buy joy and happiness? Think about in a successful relationship. Not just a relationship that may be toxic, a relationship that may be not on task. We're talking about successful, healthy relationship. Can money buy happiness and joy? See, we have to also understand there's a difference between joy and happiness. See, I want you to kind of relate to, if you're not a Christian, I tell you I am. I'm proud to be a Christian. And I'm going to speak of the Lord on this radio station. But God smiles when you're joyful. He says no matter what you go through in the night, all the trials and tribulation, if he blessed you to wake up in the morning, wake up with a joyful a smile on your face because you have made it through another day, but whatever was behind you is behind you. God works only in putting you in the present and the future. We can't change the past. And too many times people spend time trying to bring joy into a relationship that is not meant to have joy. It's all right to have happiness. Now, we tie this in different. Happiness is where you're happy, but you may not be joyful. See, happiness is something you can show on the outside. Joy is from the inside, and you can see it's just radiant from your body. And that's why we say, can money buy? See, money is a tool to get us some of the things and the lifestyles that we have. But we can't truly, truly think about it. Buy some things that is from a person's inner self. No matter how much money you have, you can still be unhappy. No matter how many people you encounter and you show them money, give them money, they still will be unhappy. And we're talking about joy. So can money buy you happiness? Let's talk about that first. And we're going to add something else to it, and love. I want you to say, can money buy you happiness and love? As we move forward, I want you to think about individuals that have a lot of money. There are some people out there have money galore. But if you get a chance at maybe millionaires, multi-millionaires, with the money come more challenges. With the money comes with more people that want to invest in you or get something out of you. So you have to keep them happy having the money. Yes, you can buy the things, you can travel and do all the things, you can put your children through college, you can build a car at 16, you can do all that stuff when you have money. But are you truly happy? See, I know some situations where people are working so they don't have time to spend with their children because they're working grinding. It's not just in a business, whatever their chosen career is. And they're grinding and they don't have time for your children or their children. If you remember, there was a commercial that was truly, really hit this on the head. You had a young man and his father, he had some homework and he went to his dad. His dad was working so on a business, trying to get this up to get more money. And so he could help the family. The young man went back and said, "Dad, can you, you know, you got a minute to show me this?" Dad said, "Son, I don't have a minute. Just go in there and work on it, and I'll eventually check back with you." Then the son came back again, had another challenge, and he asked his dad. He said, "Dad, I really need your help. Can you help me?" And his dad said, "Son, I'm trying to get it. I'll be through in a few minutes, and I can help you." So the third time, when the son came to his dad, the son asked him that question again. He said, "Son, let me give you some money. Just give you some money. Just keep you quiet and everything." And the young man, he took the money, and he came back for a fourth time. You know what he said when he came on the fourth time? He said, "Daddy, since you want to pay me to get rid of me, I'm going to pay for 5 minutes of your time." That, you know, that should have tore the heart of that father up because, see, you got to not focus so much on money. Because it does not always bring what people think. It gives you a lifestyle, but it don't bring you joy. See, it may bring you a sense of happiness. See, happiness is temporary. Joy is for a lifetime. And you have to make sure you focus on what's good for you so you can be sustainable. You can be successful and you can be healthy. You see, we talk about can money buy joy and happiness in a successful relationship. We tell you to please look at all phases of it. You may be grinding to get the money. You want to get more money, you know, more money, more expense. Because when you get more money, you buy more expensive things. And you have to keep up. That means you have to keep on grinding. I told you that story about the young man where he was willing to give his dad back the money, buy some 5 minutes of his time. See, time is something, no matter what you think you control, is something you do control. You can think you control individuals, you can control how much money you can make, but see, the only way you can figure to be successful is through controlling time. See, if you control your time and energy, number three, you can't control. If you have joy, if you want to have love and you want to have peace in your life, you need to make understand your time is your time. Your energy is your energy. No one can force you to do more than you have to do. So when we're talking about the joy and talking about love, see, you know that got away from happiness because, see, the truth of the matter, see, it turns out that wealth may be associated with some of these categories of happiness. Specifically, think about it, self-focused, positive emotion. See, if you got money, you will be prideful. If you got money, you might have to contentment. If you have money, you will focus on positive emotions like love and compassion. But the bottom line is you're missing something that's so important there. Because you have money, you have to now self-focus on something that you should already be focused on. You should be you're talking about self-focus. You got to focus on self-focus in a positive emotional situation like pride. See, you got to build your pride because you have money. Now, what's going to happen when you no longer have that money? What's going to happen when things turn on the other side? Or you prepare? And you need to get yourself in a situation where you need to be able to understand love and compassion is what you're looking for. Peace and joy is what you look for. You're not looking for the things like what happiness brings, where you could be so prideful because I got money. But money truly, truly can buy you peace, can't buy you joy, it can't buy you love. It can buy you happiness because it's a positive emotional focus for you. It allows you to just focus on things that you think that you want to be or consider to be good to you. But it might not be good for others. We want to truly give a shout out to each one of our sponsors. I want to thank each and every one for being a part of this tonight. We want to give a shout out, starting out with Mary Ruth Restaurant. Mary Ruth's Restaurant out of Georgiana, Alabama. It's truly a great opportunity for us to work with a low business and give them all we can to make sure they are successful. So let's give a shout out to Mary Ruth's Restaurant on Georgiana, Alabama, with the co-owners, Brother Marvin Lala Smith and Sarah Katrina Roper Smith.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
And meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers,
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Roots Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Roots Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Roots Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Just a shout out to Mary Roots Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. We're truly so thankful for their support. They're located on 261 Highway 106, Georgiana, Alabama. That's West Highway 106, Georgiana, Alabama. Give a shout out to Marvin or the Marvin Smith and Sarah Katrina Wolfer Smith. You can give them a call if you want to order ahead of time, or you in the area traveling from another part of the country, and you're going down to the beach, or going down and taking 10 to travel either east or west, you can give them a call at 334-549-0950. That's Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. Let's move forth on our topic. You know, our topic is, can money buy joy and love? I mean, joy and happiness. But we threw love in there just to talk about that as well. Will this make your relationship successful? See, a lot of people believe that money can't buy love because it gives them the things they may not have the opportunity to have or have in their possession when they don't have money. See, normally some people will sell their soul just so for a lifestyle. Truly, we ask you to not to put yourself in that situation. So the question is, you talk about love. Would you go through a situation where you could be toxic just because you want that money? So a lot of times when you put love into play and you're talking about joy and talking about peace and happiness, money don't also always work that very well. So we ask the question, we got to focus on all of the topics. We're going to focus on happiness. We're going to focus on joy. We're going to focus on love. We're going to take this segment and talk about how can money buy love in a relationship. I want you to think, how can money buy love in a relationship? Let me give a shout out to Hollins AL3. Thank you so much, Hollins AL3. Miss Bush EDS. Remember, I'm Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much, Miss Bush Smith. Thank you so much. You have Lady Red joining us. We also have M. Brown 658 joining us. We have Cameo Holiday. Cameo, how you doing? Thank you so much. Felicia Chancellor joining us. We have Sinquanon. Thank you so much. Knifa Burke. Thank you for joining us. Lebo. Shug BD1. Thank you so much. DJ Boy. DS Boy. Thank you. Landon is Arden Sr. Thank you so much. Athena Green. Thank you. Athena Green. We have Walter Roberts 656. We have Axe joining us. Thank you so much. Eldon Cloud 738 joining us. Kevin P. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you so much for being a part of it. Denise Bradley, 35. Thank you so much. We got 621 joining us. Cortez Lee, thank you for joining us. Alan M. Levi, Ruth Yan, Marcus, a user. Thank you so much. I'm saying it is a user. I'm not saying it related to that person. User that I don't have. I just have a bunch of numbers. Don't have names. We have Forlandra Riggs, thank you so much. We have Carla joining us. Thank you, Carla. Miss Unapologetic joining us. Thank you. Riley Andre 80. Thank you, joining us. Gus Wooder. Thank you. Jacqueline Carpian 403. Benjamin A joining us. Kurt, thank you so much, Kurt. Another person that's identifying herself as user. We have Nurse Kimmy, nurse, thank you so much, Kimmy. Thank you so much. Carter Manning, 345, joining us. Edward Golden, 58. Your boy, thank you so much, your boy. Drew Freeman, Charles Power, 469. We have Raquel Fields. Is that a card? Is a gorilla. Thank you. Life, thank you so much. We have Shana Nevins. Thank you. Ella May. Thank you so much. Carissa Wood. Joe Ann. Jeff Coles. Thank you so much. William Miller. Thank you. Thank you. Russell. Thank you. John. Thank you. A user. We have many others that joined us. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part of this. Let's move to Can Money Buy Love and a Relationship? We're talking about a combination of peace, joy, happiness, and love. We truly, truly talking about that because it's important that we take time to look at that. See, the key point is, just remember, money cannot buy love. So you may think it is because someone sees you with a bankroll and they're going berserk through pretty much what you're asking. That's not buying love. See, first of all, you have to know what love is and what love does. See, love has so many things that hide into it. It's so many, you couldn't miss it if you made an effort to be a part of it. But you have to understand what love is and what it does. See, love makes you patient. See, you when you're out to get the money, you lose that sense of patience. Love makes you vigorous. Love makes you virtuous. Love makes you caring. This is what love is all about. So money can't buy those things for you. You have to have that in your inner self. See, what money does, it increases the chances of finding love. It gives you an opportunity to find love. Love decreases the need of money. See, once you understand what love is and what love does, it decreases money. It might have started off that way, but once you found love and understand what love is and what love does, I keep repeating that because that's important. A lot of times people don't know what love is and what love does. See, it's just like you don't know, you know, you got to know who you are and whose you are. And too many times we get caught up in thinking we're someone else. We're behind a keyboard and on the internet, on TikTok, and the very same thing that might not be you. So you got to remember now, love decreases the need for money. Because when you find love, you won't need to be thirsting because most of the time it's going to be putting two incomes together. See, a higher income associated with less daily sadness, but not more daily happiness. See, it doesn't give you more happiness. It don't put you in a position to be loved. See, a partner should not be a means of your success, but one whom you share joint flourishing. The ideal is once you find love, money is not going to be the most important thing because, see, now you whatever you have, you're willing to share and share with someone. Put it all together to become one instead of trying to be two. See, most of the folks feel that I got mine, you got yours, and we do this. But see, at some point, somebody's going to be paying for both of us. That's just the way it goes. And see, what we have to do is appreciate that. We don't let that to be the main thing we got to have. We have to understand that we got to have peace in our life. We have to have joy. We have to have love. So the question is, can money buy love in a relationship? It can't buy love. It can give you a means of putting you in a position to meet someone that you eventually can be in love with. But it can't buy it. Okay, how much money you flash and how many people take that money? I'm telling you, bottom line is, that don't mean they love you. And we always share, and I always share with my family members, nothing is free. People are not giving you that just to give it to you. Let me give a shout out to Pooh, too. Smooth, thank you so much. Thank you, Pooh. We have, hey, it's me, your favorite chick, Young God 13, 18. Thank you so much. Those individuals that are joining us slowly as we come in, I want to give them a shout out. We have many more. We have about 50 people. 60 people already joined, and I haven't called the names out. I want you to send some hearts up. I want everybody to send a like and a heart up. I need to see a light go up, and I need to see a heart go up. If you have the capability of doing it on either one of our networks, whether it's Rumpley, whether it's Facebook, whether it's on Instagram, whether it's on TikTok, whether it's on Tumblr, or on Blog Talk Radio, what we want you to do is call in. Put a thumb up. Let us know. You don't have to say anything. Put the thumb up. Hit the one. I can address you and you can speak. What you need to do is call 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location. Then you get a chance to chat with Dr. Loretta D. Smith. As we move forth in our title, Can Money Buy Joy and Happiness in a successful relationship? Truly, I want you to think about it, because I want you to tell me, and you can type it in, what do you need to have to be successful in a relationship? What do you need to have? Is it money? Is it peace? Is it joy? Is it love? If it's all of them, that's great. You got a chance to be well-rounded and be wholesome and be successful in what you're trying to do. We truly have to do that. Our next sponsor is L&T Storage Lawn Service, LLC. Let's give them a shout-out.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Service, just like the promo said, hard work. They are the medical expert, and Mr. Anthony Starworth, you can give him a call or go to Facebook and type in Anthony Starworth and DM him, but his number is 334-300-7401. That's Mr. Anthony Starworth, L&T Starworth Lawn Service, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. So give him a call. All right, next topic we want to focus on is, should you marry for love or for money? Just remember now, we said earlier, money cannot buy love. So the question is, should you marry for love or for money? Which one? Money can't buy love. Just remember that. But money can increase your chance to find love. But also, once you find love, it decreases your need for money. Try to tie that in together. Should you marry for love or for money? Should you marry for joy or happiness? What should you marry? You put money out there, it can't buy you what you really, really need, because it's something, your inner self. See, we have to keep in mind that we operate from our inner self, our heart and our soul. We don't operate from things on our shoulder. We don't operate with things that, what the feeling. We operate from our internal mechanism, which is the heart and soul. If you want to have peace, you have to have peace in you. If you want to have love, you have to have love inside of you. And capable of being peaceful and capable of giving love. If you want happiness, you can truly, truly have that. But see, happiness is short term. But when you want joy, joy lasts a lifetime. So you need to focus more on the joy than the happiness. I'm not talking a whole lot about it. Because, see, when you seek the money and seek the funds for a lifestyle, are you really happy? Or are you able to find love? Because all you need is the money. So should you marry for love? I tell people, first of all, in African American culture or Black American culture, our marriage rate in our culture is 26%. 23. In 1960s, 1980s, it was up to 8%. It dropped just a little bit. The last end of the 80s is 65%. Now it's always down to 28%. Everybody was going to get the bag. Everybody said they're going to be, they're so afraid that if they marry the person leaving, they're going to be stuck. So they went to get everything, get prepared. So they waited too late. A lot of people are waiting too late to get married. See, your best years, and see, gender makes a difference. See, that statement about when you say in love and marriage and everything and how money comes, through your 20s, most women from the 20, 21 to 25, they're at the highest peak. Up to when they get to 30, it begins to equal out a little bit because men begin to hit their peak. And every 5 years from after 30, a man will peak out, continue to grow. But in his 20s, he's not ready for that because he's not mature. See, my dad told me something very long ago. We had a conversation, I was probably in my 20s, and he was just telling me, even though he had been married since he was 19 years old, he was just telling me, you know, son, you ain't a man yet. See, to be married, you need to be. He said, you won't until you get in your 30s. So let me tell you, moms, if you got a son, if he's 14, don't make him a man because it ain't time for him to be a man. He's going to have 20 more years to learn how to be a man. Do not put him in that situation. Let him enjoy his boyhood because when you grow and learn from the experience. Don't have him out trying to hustle and not experience high school and middle school. A lot of people, because of the struggles they and the choices they made, they want to put their children to work so their children can make money. You're taking away something they really need to have. They're not going to be no quicker a man by going to work at 14, 15, 16 than going to work at 20, 20, 21, and 30. So they got to go through this process. It's a process. So it's important that we keep in mind. So it should you marry for love or money? See, the higher income is associated with less daily sadness. See, what it means, you can go buy things and make you happy. You know, I said joyful, it make you happy. This is a season of joy, which is the holiday season, the Christmas season, the season of joy, the season of Thanksgiving. Being thankful, excited that you are blessed. Why you got to continue to worry about the money and you take away from an opportunity to enjoy many other things? See, when you have a partner or a mate, it should not be the means for your success, but one with whom you share joint flourishing. So you can flow together. You know, use the word partner, I use mate. See, when you make the decision to get into a relationship, a healthy relationship, it's not partners, it's a mate. You have to be intentional about that relationship. And intentional to have a healthy relationship so you can have a favorable outcome. So the bottom line is you got to keep in that for you to want to put money is the reason you get married rather than love, then you're going to lose the ability to respect the person. Because when the person no longer has the money, you're going to lose respect for them. because they were not bringing in what they brought in before. See, when you got mutual love and mutual respect for one another, it allows you in a relationship to experience some happy moments, experience some joyful moments, experience some peace. It allows you to be stronger and longer lasting. Any marriage that's based on financial meaning may not have the same depth of connection. The connection of strongness, connection of happiness, long-lasting, or it's going to be peace, joy. You're not going to have it because all you focus on the money. So the question is, should you marry for money or for love? You make that decision because it's important that you make that decision. Our next segment will be what is more important in a marriage, love or money. See, if you marry for love and you marry vice versa for money, we're going to talk about how important that marriage will be based on what you married for. We want to give a shout out to our next sponsors. It's always good to have these individuals here supporting what we're doing. This is going to be Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. And we truly thank the sponsor for being a part of this. See, they don't have to do it, but they choose to make it work. And we're really excited about Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace, and that's Jennifer Jackson. You can go to Facebook and connect with her. That's Jennifer with one N Jackson, as well as Charlie's Angel. And you can also give her a call at 251. Truly take an opportunity to give her a holler. And, you know, I have to go back and make sure we get those numbers down, 251-369-1344. Give her a call. That's Jennifer Jackson, Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. Truly, thank you so much, Jennifer, for supporting what we're doing. Give a shout out to Wardo Peach, blog, Dice Blog, joining us, along with his E.N. Grobioki. Yoki, thank you so much. Give a shout out to Tom Moore, 1478, Joseph Baptiste, 979. We have Leroy Lee, 619, joining us. We also have many others down here. I'm going to just shout a few out. Thank you, user. This is a user, and it doesn't have a name with it, but thank you so much. We have Donald Rollinson, 673, Samantha Russell, 298, Russell. Thank you so much, John. Man, some of these I try to stroll through early. Joanne joining us. We also have Jeff Tulis. Thank you so much for joining us. We also have like Callis Callis Kalisa Woods. Thank you so much. LMA. Thank you so much, LMA. Again, Gorilla, jump back in there. We also have Jacqueline Carpian and Reed Up. Gus Woodard, thank you so much for taking time to be here at a party. And Athena Green, thank you. Landon Arden Sr., DJS Boad, thank you so much for joining. Carolyn Moncliffe, thank you so much. Crip, thank you so much. M. Brown, thank you so much for taking time to be a part. Azalea Brackdoor, thank you so much. Ron, thank you so much for taking time. So what is important to in marriage, money or love? Which one is important to you? Which one is important? I want you to think about it. We want you to remember that money can't buy love. So why is it important in love? I'm talking about in marriage. See, whether you're curious about, curious to know how to marry rich or looking for someone rich, keep in mind that money isn't something that can truly comfort you, especially when you're feeling down. See, humans are social creatures by nature. We often inherently desire love. We may want money for some things, but the bottom line is we desire love. We all desire love. We desire love and to be loved. We desire to be in love and have someone in love with us. Money won't buy that because it's not an external thing. See, love is not external. Money is external. Love is internal. It's in your heart and your soul. I want you to keep that in mind. So what is important in a marriage? Love or money? Of course, love. That is important. It allows you to be able to be excited. You can be responsible. You can command control of the duties that you're doing in your phase of life when you love. Money don't allow you because you're cheap, ground, scratching, trying to get the money. Let me give JM5522 a shout out for joining us. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part of it. Jesse James is joining us, 5457. Thank you, Jesse James, for taking time to be a part of this. This is Shaka Pilgrim. Thank you so much for joining us. Our next sponsor we want to give a shout out to is truly an awesome sponsor. He's there when we need the trips to pay for the hotel. He puts us in places that we can do this. Truly, this is TriStat LLC, Mr. William Scott.
TriStat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. TriStat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Sponsor who worked with us on our hotel stay. Truly, we thank you. But also, we have the Brothers of Fire Beat the Signal Fraternity, Soap Gym by Jackson and Graves, MT Star Wars Lawn Service, Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. We truly thank all of you all for being a part of what we're trying to do. And we just going to we'll give a shout out to Katie's Kids. That's our host of Tell the Truth Prime Time. That is Lisa L. Farrell. Katie's Kids down in South Florida. They're doing some awesome things about giving back into the community. Katie Kids is an opportunity to recognize the a young lady who was killed in a car accident, and this program carries on her memories, carries on the legacy she was trying, but she was part of doing this and wanted to be a part of it. But God called her home, Lord. So give a shout out to Katie's kids in South Florida, Boca Raton, Florida, basically down in the south end of the state of Florida, and they're working hard. As we get ready to look at our last phase of last two segments, we want to take this one. Do Americans marry for love or money? And I want to give some stats, because there were several surveys done by Pew Research Center, and it was done in 2019. Some said that 56% of Americans said that they would prefer a partner who provide financial security. But they're not, saying that's what they're marrying for. They prefer someone who can provide financial security to the feeling of being head over heels in love. That's 56%. Then we talk about people who look at money and they're going to get with a partner that falls head over heels in love. It's at 44%. So that's your 56% of Americans prefer partners who have financial security. That's a majority. But they didn't say they didn't want love. They want to be able to come in, both of them put it together, and then you could be secure enough to be able to help one another. Because you're going to need, money is not going to be the only thing you're going to need with that person. You want to be there when that person is down, that person is up. You should be there, and they're going to be there for you. So you ask that question, do Americans marry for love or money? You can see that they prefer to be with somebody who can provide financial security, but they're not marrying for money. Because they know just the number of people that fits in from, and we'll use males for example, from $75,000 to millions, multi-million dollars, it's a small number, around about 10%. Of the population in the U.S. So there's no females that make six figures or makes 80,000, 75, which is 75 up to six figures, is right at 6%. So it ain't like people got a whole lot of money out here. No matter what they tell you, my business booming, and all these various business, which is their banking, just putting money in the bank, but they don't have any employees. They're just out here doing this to make the money. Yeah, that's for the money, but you're making the money, because that's what you want. I ain't saying you're going to share it with anybody. See, when you make money and work hard, you want to be able to vet people before you begin to share in that matter. It's just the bottom line. So, but those people prefer someone who is financial secure. The ones who have money want somebody to financial secure, too. We both are looking for an opportunity to be successful. But money is not the key. The love is the most important thing here. I just gave you 56% of Americans say they want somebody to provide financial security, but then they say that that's what they were truly looking for. They're looking for love, too. And then you had another 40% feel of being head over heel in love. See, you got 44%. So love is money being the most important thing. Also, in another survey, the Pew Center, the Research Center, it said 75% of women said they would not marry a man without a job. 75% of them. So that only leaves 25% who will. And we kind of see some cases, some edge cases out there where people, will do that and will take care of that male. Also, according to the Pew Research Center in 2019 report, marriage and cohabitation in the United States, the vast majority of married respondents, 90%, reported that they married their spouse for love. Two-thirds reported marriage for companionship. Only 13% of the people who surveyed in 2019 responded that it made sense financially. That's why they married. Mutual love and respect is what you're looking for. And if you got mutual love and respect, it would allow you to have a healthy relationship and a successful relationship. See, mutual love and respect allows relationships to be happier, stronger, and longer lasting. See, a marriage purely based on financial means may not have the same depth of connection. We said that earlier. I brought it back because the survey said that to address the love and the marriage. See, what you got to understand, when you got love, you're going to have some joy, you're going to have some peace, and you have happiness. When it's all about money, you may just have happiness because you got access to the money. You can, the lifestyle. But truly, is that what you're looking for? Is that what you want to invest? We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location there. We'll get a chance to chat. Give a shout-out to Cold Blue, joining us, Dana 707. Johnny Stoker is joining us. And we have Ariel Shoot Dumas join us. Lakeisha Marby. Marva, thank you so much for joining us. We also have Babe Hopkins joining us. Thank you so much. Then we have Chi-Tow, it's Shanika Walker joining us. Thank you, Shanika, for taking time to be a part of this. We also have Blue Baby. I may not mention them, if I did, I don't mind repeating them again. Rizal, thank you so much. Delph, who can't see the other part, you think. Delph, who you think, thank you for joining us. Then we have Michaela DePenney. Thank you so much. Those individuals joining us as well. Thank you for taking time. We have Harley Halls joining us as well. Thank you for taking time. As we get ready to close out, the last thing we want to talk, can money buy joy, happiness, love in a relationship? Simply no. Money cannot buy happiness in a relationship. It could potentially create short-term happiness. See, we didn't talk about that earlier. We kept talking about can money buy love, can money buy happiness in a relationship, can money buy joy and everything. See, money can buy a short-term happiness because it's just like a Christmas for someone. When they have it, they go spend it on something, and then they don't want to keep it in long. It's amazing. I used to talk to my nephew. He used to go out and buy the joys, and sometimes he still do now and I did when he was kind of younger. He would buy the joy and I call him $200, wear him back for a month, and then give him to my dad. And my dad would use him, the value to him was nothing. He'll wear out my dad when he cut the grass, cut the yard. See, that was that temporary excitement you had. See, the happiness came because you was able to get him. You had to stand on a long line, and you was one of them who won the prize. So you was happy because you had money to buy the joy. But you was not content because you was moving on to the next joy. And truly, that's what we have. So love has to be a priority. We have to realize that happiness and money is short-term. This is short-term happiness. But the entire relationship is based on money. When it's based on money and the money runs out, it's not going to work out. It will not work out. Think of this. If a couple get into an argument and the guy buys the woman a necklace in order to stop the fight, is the conflict gone or is the conflict still there? See, you never resolve the conflict and it will rear its ugly head eventually. So you have to be very careful about thinking that you can buy gifts to give people to stop doing what they're doing, which is negative behavior. See, some people do it with their children. Your children act up, I'm going to go buy you something. I'm going to go buy them Jordan you want. I'm going to buy this for you. I'm going to buy this PlayStation. I'm going to do that. That didn't resolve the problem. That didn't resolve the conflict. So how are you going to be happy? It's just a temporary happy, because once they get that, whatever you buy in a month, they through with it. So truly, we got to remember, even relationship with your children, relationship with your family members, you can jeopardize that instead of handling the conflict or trying to resolve it through conflict resolution. You can't buy your way out of it. See, because all your problems will be built to the point that they can't take it anymore. See, in a relationship, you can't take it anymore. And you eventually ain't going to keep buying things. That's something you have to consider. See, a healthy, happy relationship is built on communication. They got a conflict. They thought buying some would solve the conflict. It did. Because you know they didn't have effective communication. A healthy, happy, long-lasting, strong relationship is built on communication, not on money. Not on money. So the question, can money buy joy and happiness in a relationship? No. Bottom line, you don't want to hear no, but no, you can't. I don't care if you're out there. I'll tell you this, and I'm going to share this with you. It's so important. You have to understand there's an order that God has put all in. See, he comes first. Then after him is family. And after family is work. And after work is community. If you get out of order, you're working to make the money, you put money ahead of God, or put money ahead of family, you're not going to be able to reap any benefits. It's going to go through your hands like water. You're not going to be able to hold it. So it's not going to be, it'll be a temporary happiness for you. But you lose the love of your family. And you lose the love with God. You won't have that connection because you're focusing on the money. So do not put money ahead of a successful relationship. Don't put money ahead of peace. Don't put money ahead of joy. Don't put money ahead of love, because you will not be successful. Like I said, money can certainly be a factor in relationship. It makes you able to buy a lifestyle. Having financial stability can certainly make things easier in the term of being able to provide for oneself and one mate. However, money also cannot buy happiness in a relationship. These are the things I want you to take away. Instead of worrying about money to strengthen your relationship, have your relationship last a long time, these are the things you need to focus on. We've said them over and over again. But to end this, I want you to write this down. If you want to have a successful relationship, a healthy relationship, a long-lasting relationship, you have to develop strong communication skills. Number one, you have to have trust. Number two, you have to be honest. Number three, then you have to have mutual respect for your mate. And they have mutual respect for you. These are important factors that allows you to have a healthy, have a successful, a strong, a long-lasting relationship. If you're intentional and understand these things, your intentional dating or intentional relationship should have a favorable outcome. Favorable outcome should be marriage. Don't take 5, 6, 7 years. You'll know from the start, because it should be a physical attraction from the beginning that leads you to move to the direction from the associate stage, which is hearing a person's name or introducing yourself, to the point where you get to know more through the acquaintance, the friendship, the romantic, and the long-lasting lifetime commitment. That's what it's all about. It has nothing to do with money. It gives you financial stability. But if you put everything on money, you're going to be by yourself. You literally won't be by yourself. You're going to die by yourself. A pet or something. I'm just telling you, don't put money as the most important thing in your life. I preach that money is not the most important thing. You can get out there and work 6, 7, 8 jobs and still don't see how you can. You don't see nothing in advance because you know it's going through your hands like water because you never sat down and had a plan. Do the three, do the P's. I have 3, but I add 1 more to it. See, you have to be, you have to prepare, you have to plan, have a purpose, and doing that, you must be patient. That's how you can be successful. It's not having a lot of money. Does not guarantee you happiness, joy, peace, or love. Because many people who are significant wealthy still struggle with being unhappy, not experiencing joy, not being able to love, because you love money more than you love human interaction. So ask yourself, can money buy you joy, happiness, peace, and love? You make your choice. Truly being awesome being here tonight. We have a show scheduled. We have our sports talk show tomorrow. Talking Sports Plus Prime Time comes on at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're excited to come and share some. Be the voice of the historical black colleges and university, high school and middle school athletic in the southeastern part of the United States. Join me along with a team of individuals that come in from time to time, meaning we be remote. And we're truly thankful to have an opportunity to come and share some sports with you tomorrow. It's awesome sharing some things with you tonight because, see, God bless us to be able to come before you. Give a shout out to Helen Carter. Thank you so much. And this looks like this Teresi Pooh. Thank you so much. Yep. We also have Mike Orr, number 7. Justin Thompson. Thank you so much. Ward, Judy, Tony. We have Stephen P. 420. 420th. Then we have Stephen Strange joining us. Thank you for taking time, Stephen. We have Tim Fizzle. Thank you so much. Cynthia, thank you so much. Number 1, thank you for being here. Terry McDaniel, thank you. We have several users. Thank you all for being a part of it. Send some hearts up. I need you to send some hearts up. I don't want to see one heart. I want to see about 100 hearts if I can get them in this last segment here. As we close out, we want you to know that God has blessed us to be able to come to you. We ask you to help what we're doing by sowing a seed with WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number 1, and you can do that by Cash App to Lorenza D. Smith. Cash App, whatever you want. If it's a dollar, we'll take that because it moves toward doing what we need to do. Juanita Morton is joining us as well. Thank you so much for being here, Juanita. And truly, it's a blessing to have you. As you get ready to close out, I want to remind you that we truly love you. We love you from our heart. See, WPSW Radio, the internet station, is number 1. And we truly have love for you. It's not from the outside. It's from the inside. We want to be able to share love. And that's why we bring all the different programs to you, different shows to you, talking about the various topics. We want you to be interactive. Hopefully you gain something out of the opportunity to be on here where you can see us, watch us, and listen to us. Thank you so much because we're excited to be able to do this. We want you also to register. Make sure you register for the giveaways that are coming up. We've got 3 international trips that we're going to be in a national hotel stay that we're giving away. And we're going to pay for the hotel stay for 5 nights and 6 days. We just ask you to make sure you register. What we need to do, even if you're on Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, TikTok, you got your name. If you want to send us a means of transaction called We Love Offerings. We're going to be sending out quite a few during the holiday to send you something to let you know we truly appreciate you and we truly love you. So what you need to do is type your name in and put a, under there as a comment, put your Cash App, your PayPal, or your Venmo, or your Zelle, and put it there, or even you can email LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. And I tell you, it's awesome. God is so good. Thank you so much for joining us. We had an awesome time here, but we're about to close it out. So what we want to do as we close it out, we want to play something that really, really may touch your heart. And hopefully it's something you can say, well, he played something, got up, jumping around, good time. That's what it's all about. We want to have a good time. So we want you to truly take care of yourself. We truly want you to be blessed. We always put, it's a blessing to be here with you and for you to be here with me. Thank you so much. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Show, the Real Relationship Talk Show with No Filter. You can join us every 2 weeks on the Tuesday night, the second and fourth Tuesday. We're excited about this. We're going to bring you some topics and hopefully through the format something is gained from it. Take care of yourself. Be blessed. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag make it do what it do. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag we got this. Hashtag WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one and truly excited. Give a shout out to Rose Ramona. Thank you, Deborah Allen. Join us. We have Diana Foy. Join us, B_Reddish. Thank you so much for taking time. Slowly as people begin to join, we're getting ready to leave. So check us out tomorrow. We have our sports talk show that goes on at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got Promise. Thank you, Promise. Send us a heart. See, you got a heart over there. Send a heart up for us. Send us, because that's Promise. Thank you so much. So as we close out, we want you to kind of get a beat going right here. Because, you know, just wipe it down. We don't own the rights to the music, but we're going to play something to get you going as we close out. And this is what we're going to do. Just check us out.
Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, which is number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do. Thank you.
Cheryl is God. It's so good. Thank you so much. And the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, thank you so much for supporting what we're doing. We're leaving now. And as we get out of here, we just want to say to you, God has blessed us one more time to come before you and truly, truly be thankful. We are because God is good. Have an awesome rest of the night. And I want to say to you, I love you and ain't a thing you can do about it. We'll see you tomorrow at night at 7:30. p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll be broadcasting our sports talk, Talking Sports Plus Prime Time, and we're excited to be able to bring it. We're the voice of the historical black colleges and university, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. We'll see you then. So have an awesome rest of the night and tomorrow day. Thank you so much.